Chapter 52 to 54. After those days, in that place where I had seen all the visions of the things which are hidden, for I had been carried off in a whirlwind, and they had taken me to the west. There my eyes saw all the secrets of the heavens which are destined to take place. A mountain of iron, and a mountain of copper, and a mountain of silver, and a mountain of gold, and a mountain of soft metal, and a mountain of lead. And I asked the messenger who went with me, "What are these things which I have seen in secret?" And he said to me,
"All these things which you have seen will serve the dominion of his anointed one, so that he may be powerful and mighty upon the earth."
And the messenger of peace answered and said to me,
"Wait a little, and all the secrets which surround the Lord of Spirits will be revealed to you. These mountains, which your eyes have seen, the mountain of iron, and the mountain of copper, and the mountain of silver, and the mountain of gold, and the mountain of soft metal, and the mountain of lead, all these will be in the presence of the Elect One, as wax before the fire, and like the water which streams down from above. And these mountains will become powerless beneath his feet. And in those days, none will be saved, either by gold or silver, and none will be able to escape. And there will be no iron for war, nor a garment for a breastplate. Bronze will be of no service, and tin will not be reckoned, and lead will not be desired. All these will be wiped out and perish from the face of the earth when the Elect One appears before the Lord of Spirits."
There, my eyes saw a deep valley, and its mouth was open. And all who dwell on the land, in the sea, and the islands will bring it gifts and presents and tribute. But that valley will not become full. And their hands commit lawless deeds, and the sinners lawlessly devour everything which the righteous ones labor over. And from the presence of the Lord of Spirits, the sinners will perish, and from the face of his earth, they will be taken. And the righteous ones will not perish forever and ever. For I saw all the messengers of punishment dwelling there, and preparing all the instruments of the adversary. And I asked the messenger of peace who went with me, "These instruments, for whom are they preparing them?" And he said to me,
"They are preparing these for the kings and the mighty of this earth, that they may thereby perish. And after this, the righteous and elect one will reveal the house of his congregation. From then on, they will not be hindered in the name of the Lord of Spirits. And these mountains will become level like earth in the presence of his righteousness. And the hills will be like a fountain of water. And the righteous ones will rest from the oppression of the sinners."
And they brought the kings and the mighty, and threw them into that deep valley. And I looked, and turned to another part of the earth. And there I saw a deep valley with burning fire. And there, my eyes saw that their fetters were being fashioned, iron chains of immeasurable weight. And I asked the messenger of peace who went with me, "For whom are these chains being prepared?" And he said to me,
"These are being prepared for the host of Azazel, that they might take them and cast them into the lowest part of the netherworld, and cover them over with jagged stones, as the Lord of Spirits commanded. And Michael, and Raphael, and Gabriel, and Fanuel will take hold of them on that great day, and cast them on that day into the burning furnace, so that the Lord of Spirits may take vengeance upon them on account of their unrighteousness for having become servants of the adversary, and leading astray those who dwell upon the earth.